The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime. Great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, O searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the latest Geek Cave podcast gaming segment. I'm Darren. I'm Chad. That one doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
By the way, so if you have no idea what we're talking about, go download the comic segment. You'll probably be happy you did.
Hey, comic masterpiece right there.
Yeah. All right. Anyone have any
Miles May Vary?
Anyone have any news?
Oh, I've got news.
Go for it.
I got stuff here.
Oh, so, wait. Gaming segment is brought to you by BuzzTime. Great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players.
So Darksiders 3 is a thing.
Yes.
And I couldn't be more excited about a game coming out unless you told me that God of War 4 was going to be a 4th of July release.
America.
just letting you know. Darksiders, the original Darksiders was an amalgamation of many different games put together in stunning effect. We've talked about that. Zelda, Panzer Dragoon, Portal, etc. And it had an amazing world that sucked me into the story. And it was amazing. Darksiders 2 followed New Horsemen, took the gameplay in an altogether different direction. If you tried to play Death the same way that you played War, you'd get a game over screen quick, fast, and in a hurry. Gunfire Games, in an interview with IGN, said that this third one is going to be different again. You know, they're looking to change things up, which I don't really have a problem with, because with Fury, who is the horseman we're following here, there's a whip mechanic that seems to be used. So we might see some of Castlevania sneaking in, you know, since the if you were to name a hallmark of the series, it's that it's utilizing the best games of the past to go forward, you know, and doing it almost shamelessly. Yeah. You know, the idea is like, no, they didn't use this little thing and it's kind of reminiscent or, you know, it built on this technology. It's like, you know, that move that they just did right there. I'm pretty sure I did that exact thing in another game. but anyway,
impressions are the most sincere form of flattery.
Based on some of the pre-alpha gameplay, the artwork, the concept art, the world building, the world feels familiar to me. It looks familiar as well. I'm looking forward to finding out what all they're going to do with it. So we already know that there's no skill tree, which seems to fly in the face of any RPG elements that they had started building up. So I have to keep our eyes and ears out for anything else they decide to feed us. But they're already saying they're not planning on being at E3. Mm. So we'll have no new info from then. Also, they're not using motion capture because it turns out that demons are not very cooperative. and on the demons, Samael and Volgrim are the only characters, I think, that have been, besides the Charred Council, that have been in all the first two games. So I really want both of them to be in this third game as well. If for no other reason to be able to hear, you know, oh, Volgrim's got something new for you.
You do that really well.
Thank you. So Crazy Taxi, which I'm pretty sure was the only game on the Dreamcast.
That's the way Sega treats it.
It's now free to play on Android and iOS. It's been updated to support 64-bit. Stuff, so you'll still be able to play it after iOS 11 kills all the 32-bit apps. There's a pop-up ad on launch, but it seems to be that's the only pop-up. Like, that's the only advertisement right now. And it won't cost you $5 anymore.
Woohoo!
So the Spider-Man game on the PS4, that trailer has been out. And it seems to be hinting at VR support.
Makes sense.
Now, I think that a VR version of Spider-Man, that's just fine. I think it ought to be a first-person on-rail shooter where you're just trying to get through the five boroughs without vomiting on your carpet. That's how I feel about that. You know, first-person Spider-Man, can you do it without vomiting? Because I am reasonably confident I could not.
Same here. Darren?
No, I don't think I'd make it.
Far Cry 5 has just released their debut trailer.
Yep.
And a release date for February 27th of next year, 2018. This one's taking place in Montana, so get ready for some big sky.
I mean, it follows a religious cult, and it looks like Ubisoft is steering into the curve, so to speak, with this one. They're not shying away from much.
Well, it kind of had this feel. It's like the Far Cry version of The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So, which, by the way, well, the show's on Hulu. It's really disturbing and really good. Because we're not going to talk about it in the movie section. And we can talk about this one together because we both had it on our list, Darren.
Yeah.
Behold the Power of the Switch.
Oh, my gosh.
Doing so well that Best Buy was actually able to attribute first quarter gains.
Yes.
To Switch sales.
See, Best Buy was anticipating a same-store sale drop of about 1.5%. Those sales actually were up 1.6% because the Nintendo Switch is selling like gangbusters. Second straight month, by the way, of it being the number one selling console in the U.S. That's great for a company that's doomed. You know, that's really good for something that no one wants to play, apparently. That's fantastic for something that has no games.
And no audience, clearly.
No, clearly no audience. It's just like one guy.
105%, you know, attach rate to a game that's not bundled in with it.
Exactly.
Are you doing with all those Switch consoles you purchased?
I am
mostly licking them.
I'm building a throne.
Quality control.
Yeah.
Quality control.
I got to make sure that they all, by the way, Ultra Street Fighter 2 tastes the same. but yeah.
It turns out Mario Kart has a little bit of agave nectar kind of sweetness to it.
I would have thought a hint of garlic.
It's definitely salty.
Racist.
But since launching in March, the Switch has shipped more than 2.74 million units worldwide, and not just Best Buy benefiting from it. GameStop reporting an increase of year-over-year sales due to robust Switch sales. So while brick and mortars may be experiencing some problems due to the internet, it looks like Nintendo, who saved the video game industry back in the 80s, is looking at retail and thinking, yeah, we can do that.
That was the close of the news that I had specifically.
Okay. Justin.
I am shrugging as hard as Chad did in the comics.
I have to say, it's what the script says. Shrug.
Shrug.
So, okay.
What did I say? Shrug harder.
All right. I just have a couple of other things. First, a couple of really short reviews for you. One is old. Quantum Break. This game came out last year. Xbox One and PC exclusive. Microsoft Game Studios. Same people who did Alan Wake, which I still highly recommend to anyone who hasn't played it yet. And it's this neat little hybrid of a game where you play as Jack Joyce, and he can manipulate time due to a problem with a time machine. Something went haywire. Time is going to be broken in a few days, and he's trying to fix it. I'm not going to spoil all the details for you. It's a decent game. It's got decent shooter mechanics. You can manipulate time while you're in the middle of a gunfight. Really fun to do that. But it also has this storytelling element where at the end of every act, you are then presented with like a 15-minute live-action film of building on the story that you've just been building in the game. Choices you make in the game will affect what you see in the live action segment, and it's all the same actors as are in the game. So that's cool, The problem is that it seems like it streams somewhere from one of Microsoft's servers. So if you're waiting to pick this up after the Xbox One is replaced by the Xbox 350 or whatever, you may have problems actually watching those pieces, because I don't think they're going to keep those servers up forever. It's good. I think that it's probably not $60 good, but the good news for you is right now it's hovering around $25. It's worth $25. And Ultra Street Fighter 2 just came out on the Switch. This one's a bit controversial because it's Capcom re-releasing a 20-year-old game with a couple of new characters, but other than that, not much has changed. HD graphic style. And Capcom actually said in an interview that they're basing their support of the Switch on how well Ultra Street Fighter 2 does.
Hmm.
Ultra Street Fighter 2, a 20-year-old game which is being sold for $40. So we're using the old EA playbook, I see. We're going to support the Wii U real hard by releasing Mass Effect 3 at full price. Oh, by the way, the other systems get the full Mass Effect trilogy for $20. What do you mean the Wii U version didn't sell that well? But yeah, that being said, it's a fun game. I've spent a couple hours with it so far.
Does it play like a 20-year-old game?
It plays great, actually. Oh, good. Plays really good. I would recommend using a Pro Controller, because the Switch is D-pad, as it were, when you're using the controllers in a grip. It doesn't really work well. So either use joystick or just get yourself a Pro Controller. I would recommend it for most games anyway for the Switch. It has a new mode called Way of the Hado, as in Hadouken. It's first person. You hold the Switch Joy-Cons in each hand, and you do a Hadouken to attack characters on screen. Or uppercut, or whatever. That sounds fun in theory. But after you've done it a couple times, it's
less fun.
It's nothing. It's nothing. It shouldn't even be in the game. It's pointless. It's a tech demo.
So if they'd made it last 5 minutes,
that would have been
as
fine.
As a tech demo,
that would have been fine. But the mode is like, you know, 9 or 10 levels.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, and there's like a boss at the end, and it's M. Bison. It's the first-person perspective is cool. It doesn't even use the HD rumble feature for the Switch, though, so I'm not really sure why it's there. Other than Capcom saying, I'm throwing my hands out like a Hadouken, for those of you. Theater of the mind.
It's glorious, folks. It really is.
I don't know. Ultra Street Fighter 2 is like B-. It's great if you like Street Fighter 2. I have... You know, I have an emotional connection to Street Fighter 2 due to, like, growing up with it and, like, one of the last games I played with my grandpa. So I'll probably buy any copy of Street Fighter 2 that gets thrown at me. But I would say you could probably wait until this one's $20. And I know that by saying that, Capcom is probably not going to support the Switch. But it's their loss, because it's in the hands of millions right now. It looks like we won't be getting Kingdom Hearts 3 anytime soon.
Well, of course not. Mesa is going to see a video game release.
We're going to see Half-Life 3 before we see Kingdom Hearts 3.
We should, if gambling is legal where you live.
Now, Square Enix, in their recent financial results, announcing that both Kingdom Hearts 3 and the Final Fantasy VII Remake won't be arriving anytime soon, with plans for them to launch in the next 3 years or so. So, if you're saving up for a PlayStation 5, you might get to play Kingdom Hearts 3. Maybe I'll get to play it before I die. I don't know. It just depends.
I don't know if I'm going to want to by the time it gets around.
Yeah.
Like, I mean that seriously. If I'm just going to, you know, I think I've waited long enough.
Well, how
long? I can say the story is concluded.
How long did we wait for Duke Nukem Forever?
12 years?
12 years. We're getting close. Getting close, because I think Kingdom Hearts 2 was like a 2006 release.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have released a whole bunch of supplemental stuff between those goalposts.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm tired of playing Kingdom Hearts 2.8 over 5.37 and a half days squared recoded. I'd just like to play Kingdom Hearts 3, please. Is that so much to ask?
Apparently.
Apparently.
Kingdom Hearts, the series has gotten so complex.
I know. You need a syllabus.
That Justin could do a long box on it.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's not a comic book. Sorry.
Yes, it is.
There is a manga.
There's manga.
Shut up, you.
What I'm saying, though, is the long boxes are notable for their complexity. Because the characters have been around so long, most of them, that to try to incorporate all of the different versions, it's very difficult to work oneself out of that maze.
Yeah.
The plot of Kingdom Hearts has become the maze.
Yeah.
Where you've got one guy who's, two characters at least? Maybe three? Sora, yeah. Roxas, and he was a Heartless for a little while.
Right.
Because Roxas is a nobody.
Roxas is Sora's nobody, who was split off from Sora's soul when Sora stored Kairi in his heart and then used the Keyblade on his heart to free her, but ended up turning into a Heartless.
Right, because then he had no heart.
And then he was stored in this magic egg time chamber thing by Naminé, who's Kairi's nobody. And he missed 5 years, and Riku looks like Ansem now, but it's not Ansem. It's Ansem's nobody, Xehanort, and Ansem's really some guy named Cid, I think?
I don't remember.
For those of you listening at home, I've started drinking, and I suggest you join me.
And then there's
Billy up!
And then there's Goofy, who has a fantastic death scene in Kingdom Hearts 2. But then they take it away, and turns out he's not dead, and it ruins the emotional moment, and Cloud and Sephiroth meet, and Cloud and Squall meet, and then there's the hot chick from Final Fantasy VII, not Aeris, the one that Cloud should have been with, and then there's some monsters, and Stitch shows up, and then we go to Tron World. Don't get me started on Tron World.
Okay, I won't. You know, I would actually like to hear...
I wanted a drunken rant of just Kingdom Hearts.
What I want is a supplemental Geek Cave. You know, just one segment. You and my spouse talking about Kingdom Hearts. And maybe your spouse, too.
Yeah.
You know, the ones who have played it and invested in it.
While Chad, myself, and my spouse sit back and drink. And laugh.
And the thing is, I didn't exaggerate anything from what
no,
I just said.
No, every single bit of that I have heard from my spouse in talking about this when I've asked, because I asked this question, who's that?
Yeah.
And I got that rant.
You know?
Because you start out in Kingdom Hearts 2, you start out playing Roxas.
Yes.
And I said, oh. So you don't play Sora in the second one. She said, oh, no, that's Sora, sort of. Really? Who's that? 15 minutes later, I'm just nodding going, uh-huh.
I wish this were a video podcast, so when I was doing the rant, we could have had a caption at the bottom of the screen that said, real thing that actually happened. Or this is what Kingdom Hearts is really about, or something like that. So yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3, not for another 3 years. Red Dead Redemption 2...
delayed.
Not this year. Looks like early next year. Well, that's great. I'll just have to throw out my Christmas plans. Thanks, Rockstar. It's in the Wild West. How hard is it, guys?
Instead of staying home and playing video games, he has to go out with the public and be merry.
I hate being merry.
And converse. And be joyful and full of cheer. You bastards.
We're going to dress him up all in green.
Speaking of being merry, you may have noticed on our YouTube page we've just started we got some new streaming equipment and we've been having fun with it. It's the Gamecasts. I actually got my wife to participate and actually allow her voice to be used.
I heard
on
that,
something,
yes.
Which is strange in and of itself. Also, there was a hockey fight and I beat my wife and I stated it just like that. Instantly realizing, I probably shouldn't have said it just like that.
You should not have.
I should not have said that.
Ever. Even just now.
Just go to YouTube, though. Search for Geek Cave Podcast. You'll know which one is us. The legit one. And Yeah, that's the thing. But anyway, find the Geek Cave Gamecasts. After this taping, I'm going to have Chad and Justin tape a couple as well, so it's not just me carrying the load.
Although, I will say, if you've got an hour to kill, and it will take an hour, Darren's playthrough of Chippendale's Rescue Rangers is a thing of beauty.
Oh, thank you. I didn't intend to do an hour, but I was halfway through, and I'm like, I can do this.
There are not a whole heck of a lot of games that you can play for a straight hour and beat.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's worth your time. Just when you go to bed at night, turn the YouTube on the tablet and lay there and watch.
You know, sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks.
Yeah.
But these two gumshoes are picking up the slack.
There's no case too big.
There's no case too small.
When you need help, call somebody else. Call the cops. They're chipmunks. Seriously. What is wrong with you? Let's call rodents to solve crimes. That'll work out well. Let's call the G-Force.
No pups too small.
But anyway, yeah, Chippendale Rescue Rangers was one of the most recent ones. We're going to soon have Batman and Contra up. Those will be fun. Contra probably a little bit more just because I think there's going to be some two-player action and it's probably going to be terrible.
Probably.
We're not using the Konami code, by the way.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we are. Otherwise, we won't get through the second level.
All right. And finally, just wanted to remind everyone, speaking of gaming, we have the Extra Life Marathon coming up.
We do.
It's looking like around Labor Day weekend. We'll give you a more solid date in the coming weeks. But you can donate right now.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
ExtraLife.com. Just look for Deep Cave Podcast or DeepCavePodcast.com/ExtraLife2017. A lot of prizes, including an NES Classic. And that's a big one because you can't find those anymore. And we're even throwing in a controller extender because we know that 2.7 feet of cable is not enough cable.
Not enough.
Why? Cable. Because we love you.
We want to make sure that you have all the cable you need.
Yeah. 30 great NES games, tiny little package.
28 great NES games.
And a couple of others. And, you know, it's a neat little collector's thing, and it can be yours for no minimum donation. Doesn't matter. Donate five. Donate 5,000. Please donate 5,000. Donate whatever you want to do, and you'll be entered in the drawing. We'll have other prizes, too. I think we've got, like, the latest fourth season of Arrow, first season of Supergirl, a couple of movies, a couple of books. It's going to be a good time.
It will be.
DKPodcast.com/ExtraLife2017.
And the whole 2017 thing twitched out to you live.
Yeah,
we're doing it.
We're going to be twitching it.
The whole damn thing.
We're going to twitch for hours after.
Yes. I was just going to say that. The longer we twitch, the more we do it later.
Well, I mean, because we're going to be doing the 24-hour gaming marathon. Deep Cave Podcast Live is during the marathon.
And then Justin and I are going to go to a music store for a while.
Uh-huh.
And play with fancy guitars.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Come visit. Let us know you're coming. We'll buy you lunch or something. Everyone.
Sweetwater's amazing.
It is. I love that place. I really need to create another segment and have Sweetwater, you know, sponsor it, just so they could send me new toys to demo.
So, Chuck, you hear that?
Wink.
Chuck Surratt, founder of Sweetwater. Nice guy. All right. Again, Extra Life. Be sure to help us out. You can donate right now. Just click on roster, then click on one of our names. Doesn't matter who. Donate to whichever one of us you like. It's not going to increase your chances of winning.
It all goes to the same charity.
And it all goes to Children's Marital Network, helping people who can't afford their kids' hospital bills make that end meet.
Yeah, this isn't a competition between the three of us. We have multiple pages, so if you know one of us personally, you can donate to it, but all the money goes to Children's Marital Network.
Well, and I think all three of us, it's going to a different hospital proper.
Yeah.
So,
but and heck, if you donate separately, like let's say you don't click on any of our names, you donate anyway, take a screenshot, send it to us. We'll still put you in the drawing just because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're helping out people.
Yes.
Unless you supported a different Geek Cave podcast.
Then you can just go right out.
You can ask them for a prize.
Mm-hmm. Hey, these guys who said they were you said we could have a prize if we donated. They're not us. Aw, damn.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but we're the best. Anyone else got anything?
No. Nope.
You don't. Nothing beats the original.
That's because nothing can. All right, we'll take a quick break between segments. Be sure to download the comic segment for your chance to win Wonder Woman Earth 1, and then download the movie segment where we talk about a bunch of whiny baby men who are upset about a Wonder Woman screening. More Geek Cave to come in your subscription list right now.